Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness before we need the way.
As Dan Fogelberg brings us back the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I have a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, President of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, thanks again for being here. Give us a 20-second commercial on NTU.
We're the nation's oldest citizen-based grassroots taxpayer organization working for lower taxes and smaller government. At all levels, we believe in accountability from public officials. We need people to join us. If they can't even give us money, we need them to give us time, energy, effort. That's what's important, too. As small business owners, they've got to get involved.
And, folks, if you agree with some of the things we've been talking about, give them something, because they're fighting the fight up there. On their own, they're joining with other groups, but they're doing a good job up there. And as you know, I've been telling you about them for over 17 years, and I believe in the work that NTU does. Pete, thanks again for being here, and please keep up the good work. Let's talk about a couple of the other things that you guys are working on. I want to get the net neutrality thing in here in a minute. But is there anything else like the Tax Freedom Act, Act? You want to talk about that quickly?
Yeah, speaking of the Internet, S-431, which is called the Internet Tax Freedom Forever Act, that's a Senate bill that would make permanent the federal ban, on all state and local access taxes for Internet service. Mm-hmm. This is important because it keeps in place a ban that's been around for almost 20 years now. It's very vital to preventing predatory taxation on the provision of Internet service. This is not about taxing e-commerce. That's a separate issue.
So how does this protect us if the FCC is successful in turning the Internet into a utility under Title II of the Communications Act, would this Tax Freedom Act, would that prevent them from ever being able to tax the Internet? The access to the Internet? Are they different things?
Well, it would certainly slow down state and local attempts to tax Internet access. But, of course, if the federal government reclassifies it under Title II, you have the infrastructure in place for some kind of federal-level tax. That would be.
Is there any doubt in your mind that if the federal government turns the Internet into a utility, is there any doubt in your mind in the next 5 to 10 years that they will tax the Internet?
No, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever.
It's a fait accompli, right?
Yes. Title II is establishing the infrastructure for national, federal-level taxation of the Internet in some form or another. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And there would be billions, trillions of dollars of potential revenues at stake over the long term.
So this Internet Tax Freedom Forever Act would prevent the states from taxing access to the Internet, and we need to kill this attempt by the Obama administration's FCC, and this is President Obama's desire. He said out of his own mouth, Pete, I want the Internet to become a utility. To be considered a utility, came out of his own mouth. This was about just days after he said, "I'm going to protect a free and open Internet."
Yes.
And I mean, do you think they even listen to their own words, Pete?
Well, they often don't. And of course, when it comes to the Internet, it's easy to fudge these kinds of words and obscure the debate, as you and I were talking about off air. So many people claim to have ownership over this Internet debate.
The term net neutrality,
they use these clever terms to their own advantage, and suddenly everyone's for net neutrality. Who could possibly be against it? The devil's in the details.
Well, the net neutrality I'm in favor of is the one we have right now.
Yes.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Exactly.
Let the marketplace sort out the differences.
Yes.
And innovation.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the value that has been added to our economy and the revenues that have come to governments from that economic activity far outstrip anything they could have done to tax access on the internet.
Which is, think about that. Which is what is so bizarre about their desire to harness this thing, isn't it?
That's right.
It makes no sense.
They're getting the revenues now from a free internet.
Right.
Why do they want to do it worse?
Because it's too much laissez-faire. They can't stand it, Pete.
Yes.
They just can't stand it. It's like the scorpion. It's just their nature, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Pete, good job today. And keep up the good work up there at NTU and come back soon.
Absolutely.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, NTU.org. Great organization. I encourage you to support them. We'll get Pete back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.